attach the hatch cover, take it closed with your knee. I mean the head handle cover.
Okay.
Okay, you're gonna have to lean toward me.
Alright.
You're hung up on the purse. There you go.
Coming over your way.
Okay. Get a hold it when I get your hatch. I get your antenna.
We're 131 hours, 56 minutes. The report from Ed Mitchell, the cable on his wrist. This is a cable that holds the wrist glove. It's a right wrist. We do not expect at this point for it to inhibit his mobility to any appreciable extent. Continuing in the final phases prior to egress. This is Apollo Control, Houston. For this EVA, who almost made this trip himself.
Okay, coming down. just a sec. Okay, I've got it.
You're cleared to come out.
The pull cart or met now in our picture. Shepherd moving it over. Metro reporting he's on the porch.
Coming down the ladder.
Coming down the ladder now. Shepherd. We're 15 minutes since cabin depress. Ahead of the timeline is Shepard Mitchell loading the Met.
And Alan, at we got about 10 minutes left now to complete the Met load.
Okay, Fido, it'll be completed easily in that time.
Very good. We're going to need all we can get. Okay, Albert is continue as nominal now.
Okay.
Reading out his MET loading list.
Kilo, kilo. one of the net storage areas.
Roger, Kilo Kilo Hasselblad, Mag.
25 minutes now since cabin depressed. Ed Mitchell pulling the Met or pull car.
There again.
That really looks neat there. I can see it bouncing a little bit there. And your tracks are quite visible.
It bounces a little. Okay, up on top of the hill.
Positioning by the scientific bay for offloading of the magnetometer.
And a fairly level layer.
Mitchell offloading the magnetometer from the science bay.
Okay. And Houston, the LPM is loaded on board the Met. I'll turn on out if you want to turn the camera around.
Yeah, I just wanted to get a good direction. Actually, our site to A, directly toward the center of the crater.
Yep, that's right over that way.
And it's 350 meters, 1,000 feet.
Okay, let's start out that direction and take a look around.
Okay, and I'll aim the camera toward the cone.
Okay.
Okay, Houston, we're going to try to put the TV camera in the shade and aim it up toward cone.
The magnetometer now on the Met.
Well, we don't want to tarry too long on that one. We're about 2 minutes behind starting out. And the settings, you can leave them just as they are right now.
Well, say again?
Okay, the settings that are on the TV are right now are good.
You don't want to aim it toward cone crater?
That's fine, Mal. You can do that task, but we won't worry too much about finding this on aiming it. The settings on the camera right now should be good.
Okay, we'll aim it up toward cone. It's going to be fairly close to the sun.
Roger.
We'll see what happens.
Okay, we have a little bit of a glare in there, but we have a picture out.
Let me bring you a little further to the right.
Roger. I think we can see the slope, left flank of cone coming in.
Pointing in the direction of a cone crater.
Okay, you're looking at cone.
Roger Al, we have a little bit of a glare across the center, but in the background we can see the crest of cone.
Okay. It will probably be off the camera to the right.
That was Shepard moving across the field of view there.
Well, see if we can find out where we are.
Okay, while you're checking your position, I'll be using the close-up. Taking the pictures of Met tracks, Houston.
Roger.
With the close-up, and the sun has it sun at 11 o'clock. Tracks at 11, 303, and 4. Footprints sun at 10 o'clock.
Roger, Al, I copied the frame numbers, and we still have you in the picture.
Okay, get on out, man.
Yeah, let's go. I don't know exactly where we are.
Well, keep the map in your hand and keep going. I got this.
Okay. If I can locate a familiar crater.
Okay, Houston, we're headed just about toward the center of Cone Crater.
Okay, Al, is this North Triplet right here to our right? It is, isn't it?
Yes, sir.
Okay, this nice big depression over here.
Houston, we're again proceeding directly toward the center of crater, point A. As Ed pointed out, we're passing north of North Triplet. The area over which we're passing again, of course, is pockmarked by craters. However, the land is generally flat right here. We have I was going to say mesa, but I really don't think it's a mesa. It's more of a ridge, which extends to the southeast, almost normal to our path of travel. I think point A is probably down in that valley.
Yeah, look, Al, I spotted it. See the crater almost directly up front from us, in the valley, right in the middle of the valley?
Right.
That's weird. And
okay.
We head to the north of that, we're in business.
Okay. That means that point A is in fact down in the valley.
Roger out.
There seem to be quite a few large rocks.